हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर स्पीकिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 9 प्रहलाद पेसिफाइज द लॉर्ड विद हिज प्रेयर्स एंड द टेक्स्ट इज नंबर 6। सा तदकरा सप्रसहा दुख अखिला शुभा, सतत करह सप्रसह दुखाखिल शुभा, सपादी अधिवयक्ता परमात्म दर्शन। सपादी अभिदयक्तः परमात्म दर्शन। तत्पदापदनम हृदय निर्विस्तो ददाहु, तत्पदापदमं हृदय निर्विस्तो ददाहु, हृष्टः तनुक किलिन्नः हृदय अशुरलोचनः। ऋषतः तनु क्लीनः हृदय अशुरलोचनः। सा तद्करः सप्रसहः दुतः अखिल शुभा, सप्राधी अभिवाक्यः परमात्मदर्शनः। तत्पदापदमं हृदय निर्विस्तो ददाहु, हृष्टे तन्हु क्लीनः हृदय अशुरलोचनः। तदकरा सप्रसह दूताखिल शुभा, सपादी अव्यक्ता परमात्म दर्शन। तत्पदा परमहं हृदय निर्विस्तु ददाओ, हृदय से तन्या क्लीन हृदय शूरलोचन। तदकरा सप्रसादूत किल शोभ, सपादी अव्यक्त परात्म दर्शन। तत्पदापादनं हृदय निर्विस्तो ददाहु, हृदय से तनु क्लीनाग्रस्तो तत्सत्करा सप्रादुतखिल शुभा, सपादी अव्यक्त परमात्म दर्शन। तदपदा परमं हृदय निर्विस्तो ददाहु, ईशत तनु क्लीना हृदय शूरलोचन। मतजीस सतद कर सर्पादु अखिल शुभ, सपादी अभियक्त परमात्म दर्शन। तद परम हृदय निर्विस्त ददाओ, Hrishat-tanuklina-hirdeya-shula-lochana Satad-karasha-prasyaduta-khila-shubha Sapadiya-viyakta-parmatma-darshana Tad-pada-paramam-hirde-nirvistad-adahu Hrishat-tanuklina-hirdeya-shura-lochana Sa, he, Prahlad Maharaj, Tat-kara-shapra, because of being touched on the head by the lotus hand of Narsingadev, Dhuta, being cleansed, Akhila, all, Ashubha, inauspiciousness of material desires. Sapadi, immediately. Avyakta, manifested. Paramatma darshana, realization of the Supreme Soul, spiritual knowledge. Tadpadapadam, Lord Narsimha Dev's lotus feet. Hirdey, within the core of the heart, Nirvista, full of transcendental bliss, Dadau, captured, Ristatanu, having transcendental aesthetic, bliss manifested in the body, Klinahirde, whose heart was softened due to transcendental ecstasy. Ashru Lochana, with tears in his eyes. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? By the touch of Lord Narsimhadev's hand on Prahlad Maharaj's head, Prahlad was completely freed of all material contamination and desires, as if he has been thoroughly cleaned. Therefore, he at once became transcendentally situated, and all the symptoms of ecstasy became manifested in his body, his heart filled with love, and his eyes with tears. And thus, he was able to completely capture the lotus feet of the Lord within the core of his heart. I'm going to repeat after me, please. By the touch of Lord Narsimha, hand on Prahlad Maharaj's head, Prahlad was completely freed of all material contamination and desires, as if he had been thoroughly cleaned. Therefore, he at once became transcendentally situated, and all the symptoms of ecstasy became manifested in his body. His heart filled with love, and his eyes with tears, and thus he was able to completely capture the lotus feet of the Lord within, with the core of his heart. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. They stated in Bhagavad Gita, Mam cha e abhyacharena bhakti yogena sevata sa gunham samhasti yatam brahma bhuyate kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstances, at once transcends the mode of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9:32, the Lord says, Mam hi partha vyas parsitaha ye api surya para yanaha striyo vaisho tatha sudro te api anti padam gatim param gatim. O son of Partha, those who take shelter of me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaisya, as well as sudras, can approach the supreme destination. On the strength of these verses from Bhagavad Gita, it is evident that although Prahlad Maharaj was born in a demonic family, and although virtually demonic blood flowed through within his body, he was cleansed of all material bodily contamination because of his exalted position as a devotee. In other words, such impediments on the spiritual path could not stop him from progressing, for he was directly in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who are physically and mentally contaminated by atheism cannot be situated in transcendental platform. But as soon as one is freed from material contamination, he is immediately fit to be situated in devotional service. Okay. So in this verse, it's told that how Prahlad Maharaj attained the supreme goal. And that it should be our goal. Prahlad was completely freed of all material contamination and desires. So you need two things. In this verse it tells about both the things. One is that you have to be completely cleansed of material contamination and material desires. And the other one is that he at once became transcendently situated. How did he become transcendently situated? And what happened? And all the symptoms of ecstasy became manifested in his body. His heart filled with love and his eyes with tears, and thus he was able to completely capture the lotus feet of the Lord within the core of his heart. So what happened was that Lord Narasimhadev touched the head of Prahlad Maharaj. And what was the effect? That he got completely cleansed of all material desires. At the same time, he also had all the transcendental knowledge. Prahlad Maharaj was only 5 years old. And at that age, he was offering prayers which was full of wisdom. So this is what happens when we are in contact with Krishna. So you might be wondering, you know, Prahlad Maharaj was so fortunate. Lord Narasimhadev was there to touch his head. And then he got cleansed. What about us? Lord Narasimhadev is not here. How do we get cleansed? Listening to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada said, we are in contact with Krishna. And how is that? By the holy name. It says that in Kali Yuga, Krishna has incarnated as the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, had invested all the potency in this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What we have to understand is that we should think and experience that when we are chanting Krishna's name, Krishna is in contact with our tongue. So he's just like Prahlad Maharaj's head was touched. And he got purified. If we have full faith, you know, what was the difference between Prahlad Maharaj and the other demigods there? Prahlad Maharaj had complete faith. That is the most important ingredient. You should be fully surrendered to Krishna. Everybody was scared. The demigods were scared. Even Lakshmi Devi, who eternally resides on the chest of Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan, Lord Narasimhadev, she could not even go in front of Narasimhadev. But Prahlad Maharaj, a 5-year-old kid, had complete faith that Krishna will always protect him and always maintain him. So when you have that and we chant, then we become purified. Our situation will be same. You know, we have seen even devotees chanting, crying, tears coming out of their eyes. It is not something that happened before, it's not happening now. It is happening now. But we have to do it with faith and devotion. That is the most important requisite. So let's do a little bit of analysis what is required to get there. One of the first things that Prahlad had was very fortunate was, that was before he was even born, was that he had a spiritual master. So that is the first requirement. You have to have a bona fide spiritual master. You have to have a Vaishnava as a spiritual master. Narad Muni was his spiritual master. He preached to him while Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of his mother. And from that time he took that instruction. And as a 5-year-old kid, he was preaching, You know, he wasn't scared of anybody. He was not scared of his father, who was the most powerful, one of the most powerful person on the earthly planet at that time. Apart from Brahma, Vishnu, and Lord Shiva, nobody was, everybody else was under his control. Narad Muni says that even I used to go and glorify him. This is how powerful that person was. And this five-year-old child, who is even his son, was fearless. So one of the things is that when you become a devotee of Krishna, you become fearless. And what we are, every step, people are scared of things. So many things are happening around the world. You know, I walk with a group of people, all they talk about is how scary this world is getting. You know, how difficult it is to live here. They want to go back to India, they want to go back to their Pakistan. I said, mate, doesn't matter where you go, you'll have the same problem. So somewhere you have to forget about everything and live in the moment. We can't live in the past, we can't live in the future. Anybody who lives in the past is living in ignorance. Because we can't change the past. Past is gone, past is finished. If we are living too much in the future, we are just worried about what's going to happen. If we are living in mode of passion, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So we have to live in the moment. You are here now. Forget about everything. Just focus on Radha Pallava. Just focus on what's being said here. So this is very, very important. We have to live in the moment. So first thing is that we have to completely surrender to Krishna. That's the most important thing. Surrender to your spiritual master and he'll teach you how to surrender to Krishna. And then when we chant Krishna's name, the Krishna will be dancing on our tongue and we'll have the same effect that Prahlad had by Lord Narasimhadev touching his head with his hand. We have to follow the instruction of the spiritual master. The whole success of our spiritual life depends on this. And we don't have to go too far away. We have to see Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, when he understood that his success depended on following the order of the spiritual master, and his order was that to translate the books. Translate the books in English so it could be distributed all over the world. This was the most important instruction. And Prabhupada followed that to all over the world. And what did he do? He came with nothing. He had 40 rupees when he left India. And you know what? He took those 40 rupees back. So he didn't even use a cent of his money. And he had 108 temples, farms and centers all over the world. He had thousands of followers who could do anything and everything for him. If he can find one servant who is prepared to do that. You know, Prabhupada had so many. They would take any amount of risk for Prabhupada. If you have time, spend some time, you know. Just speak to Gyanasamudra Prabhu, what they have gone through, you know. They've been to prisons and other places, how much sacrifice they have done. Then we understand. We are finding it easy. Everything is done for us. The temple has been built, the deities has been installed. We are just coming here, sitting down, taking nice prasadam, listening to the class. They did the hard work. Isn't that right? It should be nice to actually sit down, Prabhu, what you guys have done, so that we have more appreciation for what is happening now. So this is very important. One of the most important thing that Prabhupada did or to him was that he translated all of these books. And of all the books, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita were the most important. We are trying to do this. We are trying to distribute these books as much as possible. And there is a... What is that festival coming, Prabhu? Bhadra Purnima. So this is happening on the 29th. A perfect time. And devotees here are trying to distribute 125 sets of Bhagavatam. They have already done 103. We have got another 4 days left. 5, 7. What's the date today? 12 days left. And we need to distribute another 22 to go. So in Krishna says, you know, Prabhupada says, Srimad Bhagavatam is known different from Krishna. So if you don't have a set of Srimad Bhagavatam, you should take one. This is a perfect time. And if you are in a position, you should actually donate one, because giving Krishna to somebody is nothing, there's nothing better than that. So if you, how many of you here doesn't have a set of Srimad Bhagavatam at their home? Please put your hand up. Don't be... Everybody, try to see if you can get it. Normally it's $500, it's only going for $300 for this particular another 12 days. So please get it. This is very important. And if you have it, if you have children who are grown up, get a copy from for them. When Prabhu actually, when I came to know about this, I thought it will be nice to give my children a copy, you know. So, you know, thank you Prabhu for actually letting me know I can. And what is the benefit about this? First thing, there's a yagna done as Namasharanya. Namasharanya is the place where the center of the earth is. This is the whole universe is. This is where, just before Kali Yuga started, all the rishis, everybody got together and Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken there. So when Vedvyas wrote, even though he wrote it before this incident had happened, Vedvyas had this ability to see what was going to happen in the future. So Srimad Bhagavatam, and there is a yagna being done there. And anybody who buys this Bhagavatam in this time, their name will be read there. Now these places are not ordinary places. When we go there, we might not see these great personalities, but they are there. And they get to hear your name, you know. So either buy a book, give it as a gift, or help distribute it, you know. The other thing, they're doing a Narasimha, your name will be offered to Lord Narasimha Dev at Mayapur. Now we are talking about Lord Narasimha Dev, you know. So also you'll be personally told, okay, this person has also bought a Srimad Bhagavatam. He knows everything. But at the same time, it would be nice to actually do that. Srimad Bhagavatam in 11th canto, what does Krishna say? One who distributes Srimad Bhagavatam will go back to Godhead, go back to Krishna. We work so hard to buy a house. We spend hundreds and thousands of dollars. People around here spend millions of dollars. What's going to happen? One day you're going to leave everything behind. Isn't that right? Spending $300 guarantees you go to back to Godhead. You don't have to come back to in this material world. Don't you think that's a cheap deal? Isn't it? What is $300? Most of the people will spend a day, you know, work a day, you'll get that money. And this guarantees you going back to Godhead. So this is what we should do. This is a guarantee from a senior devotee that this is what's going to happen. So please, Prabhupada has said that, Krishna has said that, it's in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is known different from Krishna. So we should all make an endeavor to actually do this. If you don't buy it and distribute it. Please. And if somebody can't afford it, they don't have the money, please put your hand, we're going to put in a little bit of money all together and get you one copy. Everybody should have Srimad Bhagavatam. This is what Srila Prabhupada did. This is the success of Srila Prabhupada. And if you want to get his mercy, then we have to distribute his book. Prabhupada, towards the end of his life, when he was sick, the only thing that actually excited Prabhupada, he became so happy, was when people read the scores of how much book was distributed all over the world. You know, if you said, if you please Prabhupada, Krishna will be pleased, and if Krishna is pleased, you know, your ticket back home, back to God would be done. Now, the next point is this. We have been distributing this Bhagavatam. We have been distributing Srila Prabhupada's book. You know, so much kirtan has been going. We have been here more than 50 years, close to in Melbourne. Somewhere around there. Padyatra has been going on. So much kirtan has been going on. And we can see the effect of what is happening in this movement. Just recently, Janmashtami, usually we have about 6,000-7,000 people during the day, about 1,500 to 2,000 at night. We had the same number. Even though we tried to distribute these people to go other places, we had Janmashtami in two other places. In the West, we had 7,000 people there. In the East, we had another program. We had about 4,000 to 5,000 people there. I have never cooked so much prasadam in my life in a day. We closed, close to 16,000. You know, so much. You know, usually we finish at about 10 o'clock. This was the first time we kept going till 12:30 so we can have enough prasadam for people who are actually taking prasadam at midnight. This is the effect. What does this mean? We need another temple. We need another couple of temples. Right? 7,000 people in the West on one day. What does this mean? All this preaching, all this book distribution, all these things are fructifying. You know, when Prahlad Maharaj was asked, you know, he said, what does Prahlad Maharaj want? Srila Prabhupada writes, those interested in silently worshipping the Lord in a solitary place might be eligible for liberation themselves. So if you want to become a sadhu, you can go to a Badrikashram or somewhere and actually do your own puja. But therefore not caring for his own liberation. This is the mood of Prabhupada. This is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. He always engaged in preaching by glorifying the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj therefore had tried to deliver his class friends by preaching, had never remained silent. So we have to do this. We have to build a temple. We can't be expecting what Anuruddha Prabhu has done, what Achintrupa Mataji has done, what Gyana Samudra Prabhu has done, what their Prabhupada's disciples have done. They have built this temple. They have done the job. It's the next generation that has to take this up forward. We can't be, we are having so many problems now here. The reason why we are trying to actually open centers elsewhere is so that we can have less people coming to the temple. We can't put a saliva on your bandaid and try to paste it, you know. Having centers, having a program every once in a while here and there, it doesn't solve the problem. We need centers. What does 7,000 people in the West mean? They're ready to take Krishna consciousness. And we are not ready to actually give them the facility to become Krishna God conscious. If we don't do it, they're going to go somewhere else. And it is said that unless you take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can't go back to Godhead in this Kali Yuga. And who going to give them? We are the only one who going to give them. So we are doing injustice by not giving them an opportunity to do this. You know, we should get together, we should get, you know, and build a temple, you know, and try to solve the problem that is created here. What is the problem here? Parking problem. Every time devotees come, they get tickets, you know, and they don't want to come here. Isn't that right? We are scared, you know, rather listening to the class, people looking at the time, hey, what time I have to move my car, you know. We have to stop worrying about that. We should have devotees around us so that we don't have problem of neighbors complaining. So what does this mean? We need to buy a big piece of land, build a temple where there's, you know, 500 to 1,000 people can stay in the temple and we can do kirtan. We should be able to blow the conch as loud as we want, not worrying at 4 o'clock in the morning we might wake the neighbors. Isn't that right? We should do, that's the next thing we have to do. That's how we have to think. We have to think bigger. And it is the next generation that has to do it. We can't be waiting. What is Krishna doing? Krishna wants this. For the last 40, 50 years, nobody complained here. Now all of a sudden so much complaining. Why? Krishna wants us. Okay, get out, wake up. We need a center. He's forcing us. So let's get together, you know. Let's make a sincere effort. First generation has done their job. We have to take it to the next level. We should get together, find out, get a big piece of land, build a temple so we don't have this problem. One of the things that we need most is a devotee care place. So we should have a land where we can actually have place for the devotees. We shouldn't have devotees worry who have dedicated their whole life to Krishna consciousness. When they're old, how they're going to maintain themselves? You know, these brahmacharis, they give their whole life. When they get to 40, 50, they're wondering, what do I do, you know, now? How will I maintain myself? They don't need to go back to this material world. We should have a provision. Devotees who have given their life, rather than working hard, trying to maintain themselves when they're 70, they should be sitting somewhere, doing sadhana, giving association, giving instruction, giving classes. That's all they should be doing. So we should walk in that way. We should look at a bigger picture. And don't think, oh, I don't have to worry about them. You're going to get old too one day. And it would be nice to have a place where we can go and worry, stop worrying about everything, and we just focus on our spiritual life. This is the message that is coming now. This is what Krishna is trying to tell. This is what the neighbors are trying to tell. Krishna is walking through different ways. Not a blade of grass moves without the will of Krishna. If somebody complains, there's a reason behind it. Krishna is making it happen. So we have to wake up. We have to go out and do stuff, you know. And then we don't, you know, just takes the mercy of the senior devotees, you know. And then let's build a temple. You know. Why not? We have been temples being built everywhere by different organizations. Why can't we build more? We have got such a big background. We have got communities there. We have got the books. We have got the preaching. We are the only ones who do all this. Who gives classes every morning? Only the Hare Krishnas give. People go, you know, let's build a temple where we can really help people. So that is the message, you know. Sell these books, give these books to Prabhupada. Prabhupada has done that. We are making devotees. Now we have to take it to the next level where we can actually help them. So it is all our responsibility. This is what will please Srila Prabhupada. This is what will please the parampara. This is what will please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that his name will be sung in every town and village. The holy name will be distributed everywhere. So we have to give that opportunity. So much kirtan is going, so much bhakti vriksha is going, you know, so much preaching is going. But we have to give, facilitate people so that they can come. And this is, you know, when they actually build this temple, they were thinking, how will they fill this room? Now, even on festival days, you come here, you can't move in. You know, you can't get in. If you are a little bit late, you are stuck outside. You know, Prabhupada's Vyas Puja. You know, most of the people are outside. This temple can accommodate only certain number of people. So we have to go out of where our way and do this. You know, this we should all get together. You know, if we can spend $1 million to buy a house, why can't we build? Let's spend a little bit money of our money to actually build a house for Krishna. Isn't that right? So we have to learn. You know, the purpose of reading Bhagavatam, the purpose of listening to these classes is not just to understand this. We have to understand what they are doing. We have to become fearless. Look at Prahlad Maharaj. Was he scared of anything? What his father did? How many different ways he tried to kill him? But he was fearless. So we have to become fearless and take this action, you know. This will please our spiritual master. It will please our, you know. Look at what they are doing. So Gopal Krishna Maharaj, how many temples are in Delhi? 20 temples. At least 15 temples there. What is the population of Delhi? 20 million? More than that. 26 million. So, you know, so many temples being built there. India has so many temples. We have one of the highest population of Indians in Melbourne. Isn't that right? So many Indians are here. And the beauty about here and being an Indian in India or in one of the other places is that here, by mercy of Prabhupada, you just get the nectar of the whole Vedas. In India, there's so many temples. People are so confused. They're going here, they're going there, they're worshipping demigods. Most of the people don't know what they should be doing. Here, because you come here, Prabhupada has taken the cream of the whole Vedas. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? It's the fruit of the tree of the Vedas. is the amalam, this is the nectar. And this is what we are getting. We don't have to work hard to understand. We don't have to do the research. Once somebody said, we want to do the research of the Vedas. And Prabhupada said, why? The Goswamis have already done that. Srimad Bhagavatam is the research of the whole Vedas. And this is what we are giving to everybody. So we should actually make a sincere effort to actually preach this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute Prabhupada's book. As we said, you know, this is a perfect time, you know, there's so much happening, so much. And help distribute Bhagavatam. Any comments, any questions? Yes, bro. Small.
Well, we can understand that Prabhupada was never going to let us be complacent sitting on what we've got.
Mm.
Looking at the semi final the other day there, where we had 100,000 people in the stadium. 100,000 people where we've been to house. 100,000 people. It's unlimited. It's still not going to be enough.
Yeah.
And in the broader picture, we should have a complaint that your program will never ever be complacent. And sit down on the inheritance that our four brothers and sisters have given us. Sure, it's time for the future, towards the future and the prospect of expanding the value of culture. It is the past year.
Thank you, Prabhu. 65 devotees built this temple. How many we have now? You know? Should think about it. You know, 65 people went out of the way, built this temple 30 years ago, 50 years ago, against so much opposition. You know, they couldn't distribute books. They used to be chased around. They were put in jail even, you know, they had to go to jail just because they were distributing books. Now you go to Hare Krishna, everybody appreciates us. They have done the hard work. It's easier for us. Isn't that right? You know, they did the tough, and despite that, they were able to do this. And we are thinking, you know, how are we going to build a $20 million property, you know. We should actually get a big piece of land. This is, I was thinking about it because I know a lot of people don't realize this. I'm in the kitchen, you know. I've been cooking for 25 years in this kitchen. Before we had this small kitchen, you know, Sukhdev would remember. You turn around, you bump into somebody. That's how small it was. And we cook so much prasadam. And then 2016, we got this big kitchen, you know. Say, oh man, it's so big, you know, it's so nice. Last few years I realized this is small. You know, I couldn't even cook. You know, for Janmashtami, it was so difficult. It came to the point where we asked the West to cook their own prasadam. You know, they wanted to. I'm just talking about it. I had a meeting with Anuruddha Prabhu yesterday about Radha Ashtami. It's on a Saturday. It's a midday. We're expecting about 2,000 people here. And to cook the prasadam in that time, it's getting difficult. It's not big enough. So we need to build a temple where we can cook for 10,000 people in a few hours. This is what we have to start looking at. We can't be thinking small, we have to think big. We have to have the whole temple, you know, surrounded by devotees so nobody complains. We should have 500 to 1,000 car parked so that we can park without worrying about this. We can't be thinking small. Yes, Prabhu. It's not empire. Yeah. We can do it. We have got the manpower. And I was reading once. Prabhupada said this. You know, we think that we are the doers. If I'm the temple president, you think I'm doing everything. I'm the treasurer. I'm managing the finance of this. Prabhupada said Radharani is doing everything. Everything is happening under her. So if you are given a service to do, it is not that, it is your qualification. It is her mercy that you are able to do that. This is the way we have to see it. If Prabhupada is, if you build a temple, it's not because we are qualified. It is Prabhupada's mercy, it's the Parampara's mercy, it's Gornita's mercy that we are engaged in this. That's the way we have to see it. It's not us doing it. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the doer. But we trying to think, I am the doer. We are worried about it. What did Prabhupada come with? As I said earlier, 40 rupees. What did he leave in 12 years' time? How much was it worth? Billions of dollars. Prabhupada said, I am probably the richest man in the world at that time. And he was. Came with nothing, gave. Why? Because he had complete faith in Krishna, that Krishna will provide everything. The problem is that we don't have faith. We think we are the doers. Just go out. You know, people will give. Krishna will direct you. If you are sincere, he will. Now, miracles have been performed, you know. And if you really want to get understand Krishna and Krishna's mercy is, then go and try to do the impossible. Try to do something that is not possible. You know, I have seen this. I have experienced this in the kitchen many times. It is beyond us. It is something that we are not capable of. Things happen that you can't imagine happens. One day I remember, I'll give you just an example. Time was 55. 12 o'clock was the offering. I forgot I had not made chutney, you know. And the offering was going in like 2-3 minutes. I put the tomato on the stove. It started boiling immediately. Within 3 minutes it was ready. We put it on the plate and offering went on time. This is it, you know, logically it does not make sense. But Krishna is in charge. Radharani is in charge. All we have to do is make a sincere endeavor. And then you see, by this thing happening, what does it does? It brings your faith more. And the greater we have faith. What is this Sharda to Prem? What is it? It is the same thing. It is faith. Sharda, we have got very little faith. Just like in the beginning, we just have got sugarcane juice. Then we, you know, cook it a little bit. It becomes syrup, then molasses, then, you know, raw sugar, and then, pure sugar. So same thing, as our faith increases, you know, Sharda increases into that. It becomes to the next level. Then we have Shakti, you know, like that. And eventually ends in Krishna Prem. So by taking that risk, by doing things like this, you know, you will be able to actually increase your faith in Krishna. And you will become so faithful, so, you know, fearless. You will be like Prahlad Maharaj, who can actually go in front of Lord Narasingha Dev, even though he was so angry You know, nobody could pacify him. Yet we can. So this is what we have to do, you know. Non-devotees are scared of Lord Narasimhadev. When they look at him, they're fearful. But devotees? He's our Lord. He's our protector. So we should do that, you know. In this Prabhupada's disciple, you know, we are very fortunate that we have, you know, Prabhu, Gyana Samudra Prabhu, Prabhupada's disciple, who have actually been through the whole thing, you know. Prabhu should be giving more classes here, you know, to tell us what they have been through us. We should know what our history is, what we have been through, you know. This is important, because we think, oh, everything is done. But no, this is just the beginning. We have got a lot to do. This movement gonna run for 10,000 years. It's not something that gonna, you know, is 50 years, 100 years. No, this is not about us. This is spending, you know, Prabhupada's mission so that this movement will be there for 10,000 years and everybody should be given an opportunity to go back to Godhead, you know. That is our duty, you know. Any other comments, any other question? Yes, ma'am. Can you repeat it?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the wonderful class. Prabhuji, you mentioned that we should be opening more centers around the world so that we can preach more. So Prabhuji, as kids, what can we do to help preach and make more centers?
How old was Prahlad Maharaj?
5 years old.
What did he do?
He preached to his whole class.
So, you preached to your class. You preached to your parents. See, the beauty about kids are, they're pure, you know. We think about this and that before we make a judgment. The kids, pure, this is what we need to do, you know. Let's go to Mangal Arati every day. You know, just like you coming to the class, you are doing it. But you should get our friends to come too. Let's go to Mangal Arati every day. That is your job, that's your class, your friends, you know. And then if they're coming, they bring their parents, you know. Isn't that right? So if you become a devotee of Krishna, you know, what pleases a spiritual master most? Once it was asked, what pleases the spiritual master most? Book distribution? Make other people devotees, make them Krishna conscious? Say that again?
Doing whatever you are love with Krishna.
Doing whatever with love and devotion for Krishna. The spiritual master gets most pleased when a devotee makes spiritual advancement. Because there's nothing more pleasing to him. When a devotee makes advancement, that pleases the spiritual master. And whatever you said is all right. Those are means of how to do it. But the important thing is how to please the spiritual master, you know, when a devotee makes advancement. How do you make advancement? By preaching, by chanting nicely, by actually following the instructions, by just being nice to somebody, by living a life where others can see and actually say, okay, this is a nice person. They get, you know, enthusiastic about trying to be like that. So there are many ways of doing, but what we have to do is, you know, I was giving a class somewhere and I said, we should make an endeavor, you know, to go back to Godhead in this lifetime. You know, do as much, so it might even not, you know, it might take a few lifetimes, but your path is where. And then somebody said, my Guru Maharaj said, don't say that. He said, I think it was Jayapataka Maharaj, you know, he said that, no, you have to go back to Godhead in this lifetime. He said, I don't want to come back. Now, are we doing enough? Are we doing our part? You know, they have put us on a boat that is going us, taking us back to the lotus feet of Radha Ballava. Are we doing our part? Are we trying to stick on it, you know? Nothing is important. Remember this, whatever we have, we're going to finish one day. Everything will end. We're not going to take anything. Not even this body going to go with us. You know, so what we have to do is, we have to do whatever possible to make this life successful. And helping build this temple would be one of the best things, you know. This is something that where we can. And on the short term, just help distribute books. You know, the more people have Bhagavatam sets, the more people have Prabhupada's book, the more they will become Krishna conscious, and this movement is going to grow. We can preach somebody for 10 minutes. You know, most of the people who say, you know, they did a retreat at Burjan Prabhu's at Govardhan. And somebody was asking, you know, how Maharaj, how can we actually take everything we have done? He said, by the time you go to Delhi, 50% will be lost, you know. By the time you get to home, you know, you'll probably have 10% left there. Because we get so engrossed in a lot of other things, you know. So this is something where you can do that going to affect many, many lifetimes, you know. And who knows, if you're not successful, at least we'll have a temple, nice temple to come to, you know, in our next life. Take it. Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhupada was preparing us to make a temple for the whole world.
Yeah.
But how we do this is first of all by making our hearts the temple, the residence of the Lord. That's actually attainable for us. And we don't have to be wealthy, our wealth is our knowledge given to us by our Gurudev. So by making our hearts the temple, and by developing that love, then we want to show other people, and in that way we want to bring out the Lord like Radhavallabha. We want to show Radhavallabha, this is my Lord, this is my love. And we want to share our love to someone else. But we have to cultivate that love within our heart, so much so that we want to share it with someone else.
Yeah.
But first of all, we've got to cultivate that love. This is how 100,000 people or a million people or 8 million people, 5 million people in Melbourne are going to have a temple. There's a potential temple in everyone's heart to cultivate Bhakti Yoga. And that way there will be a bushfire. From that little flame, we can ignite the whole of Melbourne in the love of God here.
No, that's true, you know. Yes, so this is what Prabhu is saying is so true, you know. We have to purify ourselves, you know. So the question is, how do we do that? This is the same thing. Same question comes again and again. You know, how do you please Krishna, and what is the fastest way to please Krishna? Now, when I actually joined Krishna consciousness, you know, I'm a very logical person, and I was thinking, you know, okay, what is the fastest way to make progress? Then I realized, you know, the best way is to save the devotees. Because if the devotees become happy, then Krishna becomes happy. Now we might not be able to save Krishna directly because we don't know Krishna. You know, you have to be a Brahman to go and do service there. You have to have certain qualifications to go and do personal service to the Lord. But how do we please Krishna? And Krishna gets pleased when we please His devotees. So this is the same thing, you know. Preach to them, you know. And the more you get, more you please your spiritual master, more you please Srila Prabhupada, more you please Krishna, the more pure you become. Your heart becomes purified. Now we read this. What was Prahlad Maharaj doing? He was fearlessly preaching to his classmates. And Krishna, Narasimha Dev became happy. Isn't that right? And that's what we have to. And when he became happy, he got blessed. He got cleansed of all material desires. His heart became, you know, pure. His heart became the residence. Krishna is already there. It's not that Krishna is not there. Krishna is there. Do we realize? Are we actually turning to Him for help? Or are we still thinking that we know and we can be independent and do whatever we want to do, independent of Krishna? I know today's class has been a bit heavy in that sense, you know. And I was thinking, what should I say? Because all these things are coming up. I'm being engaged, you know. My service is such that this thing is coming again and again. This temple is too small. We have got so many problems. Neighbors are complaining. What is the solution to it? We have to actually think bigger and actually think in a way that we can actually build. And if you are thinking we don't have money, then we don't know this movement. We don't know who Radharani is. Who are we to build the temple? Lakshmi is there. You know, if Lakshmi is there, all the opulence are there. All we have to do is pray to them so that we can be used as a tool in their service. That's all we have to do. And we do our best to actually do that. Radharani will provide all the things. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Jai Sadhyan, Prabhu. Very wonderful class. On the same question, Gyan Samundar was asking on the same, how to concentrate mind all the time in the lotus feet of Krishna, besides chanting the holy name you said in your class, what else can we do just to always concentrate the mind?
His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj had the same problem. I'll tell him a pastime that will actually help answer that question, you know. At that time, he was a grasta, and he had gone to India with a group of sannyasis. So all the sannyasis, they thought, my job is to just preach, and he was the only grasta, so he was forced to do everything. And it came to the point where he went to Prabhupada crying. He was crying, you know, he was literally crying, you know. And he was saying, Prabhupada, you know, I got so much to do, nobody is helping me anything in any way. I've got so much to do, I don't even have time to actually chant my rounds properly, you know. And Prabhupada started laughing, you know. And Srila Gurudev is thinking, I got a problem, and Prabhupada is laughing, you know. And Prabhupada said, your situation is perfect. He said, Arjun was in the same situation. He was so engaged in Krishna's service that did not have time to think about anything. So how do you focus? You know, it's not easy to control the mind, but it is easy to do activities. You know, it's just like cooking for Krishna. When you are there and you're thinking, I'm going to cook something nice for Krishna, that, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever you are doing, you are totally engaged in Krishna's service, 100%. But chanting for half an hour with full concentration of the mind is very, very difficult. So we should live our life in such a way that we are. I'm saying this, you know, building this temple, for example. If we just think about it, you know, that is purifying. How are we going to build it? How are we going to raise the fund? What are we going to do? There is no difference than thinking about that, meditating on that, and then doing the actual service. This is the power of it. We have to understand we have two kinds of body, the subtle body and the physical body. Most of the time when we talk about devotional service, we think we have to do it physically. No, we can do it in a subtle form. We can do it with our mind. We can do Manasi Puja, and it is as or more powerful than that. So we should think about it. There's three stages: thinking, feeling, and then willing. So if we focus on that, then we're going to start working toward this, and one day it's going to happen. So that's the thing. Focus your life in such a way, you know, that do activities. Don't be think like, okay, you know, that's what Prabhupada is saying. You know, if you want to actually go and sit somewhere and become pure, then you can do that, you know. But by preaching, this is what Prahlad Maharaj is doing. Now we have to preach, and there's many ways of preaching. Preaching doesn't mean sitting down and giving classes. Preaching means either helping somebody preach, creating a situation where they can preach. And this is what is needed here, you know.
What else? What else?
What have you got in your mind?
What you said?
Yeah.
Anything further than that?
Reading Prabhupada's book. You know, reading books. That way you can focus. One way I find it very effective is, rather than just reading, you study. You take a point and contemplate on it. Just like here, you know, you read this verse. What are the two things that is important? You know, if we have Krishna in contact with us, we get purified of material desires, and at the same time, we get transcendental knowledge. So that's what it is. So what do we have to do to do that? What did Prahlad Maharaj did? So we, all this, we shouldn't take it as stories. We should try to understand this. We try to see what the knowledge is there. What is the lesson that is coming out of here?
Bathe in the dust of the pure devotees.
Yeah.
Bathe in the dust of pure devotees, then you can get the love of our Krishna. Thank you.
Anybody else? No? Okay, we'll finish here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Gauranitai ki jai, Shri Radha Ballabha ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Devi ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. Thank you.